The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, June 11th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, Tracy Turnblad once said, "Good morning, Baltimore," and Todd Gurley was saying that on Thursday. The veteran free agent running back was visiting with the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday. We will see what ultimately comes of this. Gurley obviously visited with the Detroit Lions earlier this offseason, but this visit is particularly notable because Todd Gurley is a Baltimore native. So we'll see what comes of that. Let's move on. We unfortunately have some injury issues to discuss. Kansas City Chiefs guard Kyle Long suffered what is being described as a lower leg injury that unfortunately, again, could keep him out all the way through training camp. Obviously, this is bad news for a Kansas City offensive line that got destroyed in the Super Bowl. Kyle tweeted that he did everything he could to prepare to get back for football and said he has zero regrets. All the best to him in his road to recovery. Now, staying on the injury front, New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said that Cam Newton is doing all right following his hand injury. That is very good news to hear. Also, it is very good news to hear that Cam Newton has a nickname for rookie quarterback Mac Jones. It is apparently Mac and Cheese. Joey Tribbiani was once on a sitcom called Mac and Cheese. No big deal. Also in New England, tight end Hunter Henry appeared to injure his lower left leg during 7-on-7 on Thursday, but thankfully it was apparently only just a scare. Now, finally, with new faces, new places, not an injury thing to note, but still, obviously, Julio Jones has dominated all of the headlines this week. The star wide receiver did his first session of media as a member of the Tennessee Titans on Thursday, and he said that he and the Atlanta Falcons made a decision that he regarded as mutual, and he is now happy to be in Tennessee. Now, the NFL continues to have issues seemingly with vaccinations. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero tweeted on Thursday that NFLPA DeMaurie Smith said with regards to players needing more facts before getting vaccinated, for any player who has a question, call us. Pelissero added that Theo Mayer, the NFLPA medical director, has spoken to over 200 players, often with their wives, and emphasized that it's, quote, grown-ass men making grown-ass decisions. Now, according to ESPN, Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians told his players that if they want to go back to normal, to get vaccinated. Arians added, "Everybody's tired of meeting out here and eating outside and doing all those things we had to do last year." He also added, "It's still a personal choice, but I don't see a reason not to be vaccinated." Obviously, this subject has been at the forefront of NFL discussions this week. Montez Sweat had a comment out in Washington. And again, according to ESPN, Arians was asked about what the Washington football team had to say, expressing his opinion about vaccination this week. And Bruce Arians said, quote, "I haven't spoken to anybody that's resisted it. They're just too lazy to get one." Now, we have some general NFL news to get to as well. This is a hopping Friday here on the SB Nation NFL Show. Make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us happy. And all was seemingly happy in San Francisco. They've got Trey Lance. They've got Trey Sermon. Lots of rookies to be pumped about, but those rookies are going to have to wait a little bit longer to get legitimate action with their new team. The San Francisco 49ers were docked the last week of their rookie development program for a violation of the offseason workout rules. Things are very tricky with how you can do certain things, the types of drills you can and cannot do. Now, according to NFL Network, the infraction took place during rookie minicamp and was flagged, check this out, based on a clip posted on social media. Be careful what you tweet, kids. Now, speaking of infractions, Green Bay Packers tight end Jay Sternberger is suspended for the first two games of the season for violating the league's policy and program on substances of abuse. Sternberger tweeted a statement saying that in February 2020, he made a horrible decision. His statement reads, quote, "While on antidepressants, I decided to drink, which led me to falling asleep behind the wheel. My coaches and teammates were the first people to know. I want to apologize to the GB Packers organization and everyone else who has supported me along this journey. It is never okay to drink and get behind the wheel. Over the past 16 months, I've been going to therapy and continuously working to be a better person. I will never ignore my mistakes. I have owned up to my poor decision and accept the consequences." On different notes, the NFL saw a retirement on Thursday. Longtime NFL cornerback Jonathan Joseph called it a career. We officially wish him all the best in whatever comes next. And we thought something would come next, by the way, for Russell Wilson. That's right. Russell Wilson is in the news once more. It had been a minute. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback spoke on Thursday for the first time in a long time, and he downplayed, check this out, he downplayed any idea that he requested a trade this offseason. Russell said, "I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. The reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that, and I think that's just the reality. But at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here, and I'm here to win, and I'm here to win it all. I am very certain, in fact, I am positively positive that my Look Ahead co-host Rob Stats Guerrero is going to have some thoughts on what Russell Wilson had to say on Thursday. You can hear that episode here on the SB Nation NFL show later on today on Friday as your weekend gets going. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. We hope you subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL show. We hope you leave a rating. We hope you write a review. And more than anything, I hope you have the best day ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you on Monday.